just big picture, bizarre, strange. How would you summarize the twists and turns in those home teams won, the comebacks, all that kind of stuff?
The evenness of it, you know. Like we add up chances for and against, it's almost dead even, the shots. What you're not seeing is a lot of C chances, right? Not a lot of, you know, you don't count the knucklers to the net, but there's not even with that, there's not a lot. So you're getting their guy in a breakaway, Hazen on a breakaway, not 10 of them, but so high-end chances, low volume. So you're left with that one play, right? You're left with, and the road and the home games have in so many ways look the same. Your puck goes on the inside of the post and theirs doesn't. You win two in there. So it's just so tight, so even that it is just a little edge in each game puts you over the top. And we go from Hayes's goal to the 6:50 mark of the third period, give up four even strength chances. Now those are good chances. And we got ours in there too. But that's a low volume. You took a look at that number, you'd be real happy. I mean, they scored on their 23rd or 24th shot. We give up two shots over the next 11 minutes. So it's tight. It's tight, which is a good thing. I think when you're going on the road, you're more comfortable in those tight games when you're the road team.
Does that make the message easier, how tight it's been, given when you do in hindsight with the way you guys lost last night?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sugarcoating that one. That's a kick in the teeth for sure. But there wouldn't be a game in this group that the other team didn't think they were right there. The losing team thought they were right there in all the games, just one more. You know, there were things you want to do better, for sure. So we lose a game, we talk about those things we want to do better. It's tight, which is going to make it exciting tomorrow night.
Can you tell us about Nikolaj Ehlers?
Yeah, he feels good today, so I'll list him as probable. He won't skate today. We probably won't put him out for the morning, but he feels good.
Your team has been in this situation for, you've been in this situation for as a coach. What do you impart on your team heading into
elimination? That it's just the game, right? Like you've got another set of emotions, usually pretty wired. But you don't want to get outside the game, right? Secret plays, killer plays, chances to break a game wide open 5 minutes into the first. You just go out and focus on playing the details of the game.
Is there any comparison to where you sit right now to where you did after two games going into their building?
Well, there's a lot, to be honest with you, because even though you get into a series, you get down 3-0, you still got a chance. The numbers aren't very good for you, so you couldn't let it get to that. And played, I don't think it was our best game, our second best game of the series, right? It was game three, and then built on it into game four. So it was a very similar situation.
What's the bigger challenge now, do you think? The mental, emotional bounce back or the strategic challenge that the Blues are presenting?
I mean, it's all mental. The strategy of their game would be identical to ours. And as I've said, and I believe it, it's so even, so tight. The damage is done in the end zones for the most part. It's right. It's pucks that come out of the corners to the slot. We've had some breakaway chances. They've had a few, but that's not the story. It's the turf war that's happening in both ends. We didn't spend enough time in theirs. Some of that was self-inflicted. We spent too much time in our end of the ice. Our positioning wasn't bad on that. We touched it an awful lot and didn't get it cleared. So just a battle, turf war, a little harder in both ends. Decisions in their end and puck battles in ours.
Is there much of a matchup war going on? Do you feel you need to make adjustments as a coach too, or?
You know, the matchup is an interesting one because, you know, the matchup you wanted, we would have dominated the A matchup last night, like Lowry scores and gives up nothing. And then when it's switched in the two games there and they get that line out against Scheif, it's been good for us. So it's the underpinnings, the other lines that have done most of the damage.
The last Jets loss, you said there were some minor tweaks that needed to be made, but nothing major. I mean, losing last night, but did you feel your team was good enough, or is there more minor tweaks coming?
Well, that was lineup. I'm not changing the lineup unless I have to.
Wheeler noted how your team has won about 100 games the last 2 years. The group obviously has been through a lot. Does that help at a time like this when they're facing elimination and potential changes that follow that?
Oh, for sure. It helps. The you've been in tight games, you've been in games you needed to win, you've had that emotion of losing a game. You know, we go into Nashville last year and beat them 6-2 in game four, come home to game five and think, you know, this is our chance to take the stranglehold or switch it, then it's game five, and then game six, it comes home to us, the series will be over, and lose 4-0. Get off the mat and go in and win in there. So rebounding off tough events, they've got experience doing it.
What does your team, did it change the way that played once the game got tied at 2 in the game? Did you see any changes?
Lost 2 faceoffs, and then, the danger part there is Nicky took a shot off the foot and was hobbling around, so they had a bit of a power play for a minute and a half. But you got Patty down the pipe and you got Scheif on the seam, so the high end of chances were at least as good for us.
There were some meaningless games, not my words, that we kind of heard this even in your room, that down the stretch, and yes, points were important down the stretch, but there were other teams that you were playing were in desperate straits. Your team is in the desperate strait now. Are you, as a coach, kind of anxious to see how they will respond?
Well, yes, but not related to the first part of that question, because the other team's going to be desperate too, right? They want to stand in 6, right? They don't want to come back to Winnipeg, so it's going to be a solid battle.
The officiating, I mean, it's just so different from game to game. You just have to wait for the first few shifts, see what it's going to be like next.
See where the level is and then make your adjustment, but that's part of playoff hockey. That's not a complaint, that's just a factor.
Always like this? See?
Yeah, I you know what? Look, there's going to be calls in every game you don't like, right? But there weren't 20 calls I didn't like. So if you were, on my honest assessment, in the first 5 games, the refereeing's been really good, right? I mean, they missed the too many men on the ice. We probably got away with a hook on one. But there's not 6 events there that you're complaining about, like how could they make it that bad? The refereeing's been good in our series.
But the standard from game to game, that's pretty typical.
Yeah, and there was a little heavier, you know, we got into the box early into game 2 and 3, but I thought we made the adjustment real quick, and then it cleaned up right after, and the referees were consistent with it. I got no beefing on them.
You heard St. Louis talk about that 4-minute penalty they were able to kill off.
Yep.
You guys only got the one shot net. What was it that kind of hindered the power play?
We weren't operating at the pace that we need to operate on for that to be good.
Urgency?
I wouldn't use that word. It was relaxed a little bit. I thought we looked tight on it, right? We know there's a potential game killer maybe in that situation, and I thought we were a little slow with it. But we've all year been really good at being able to fix that pretty quick.
I think you were asked last night about the Hayes play, but have you figured out how that stayed out yet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he took a slash that broke his stick. So when it went down, it bent up, came off the ice on his first stab forward. So he had to come back and try to shovel it. And on the way back to shovel it, he pulled it out.
Does Blake need to shoot more? Absolutely. You want to see that?
I only want Blake to shoot the pucks he should. Yeah. None of them he shouldn't.